Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is Tuesday. It's almost over. September 8, 2020. What a day. The day's almost over. But positive, happy thoughts today. That is our goal. It's weird here in Elk Grove, California. It's overcast and spooky. How the hell am I supposed to be happy with this dark, bizarre sky overhead? I came downstairs and opened my back door and my patio umbrella was jammed against the door. The dog looked out, then he looked at me. And then he said, I'm not going out there. So I went out first. I'm posting a picture as the thumbnail for this podcast so you can see the dark sky. Here are today's top headlines. Today, a book by Michael Cohen is published. I won't go into it. It's too depressing. But the former first friend is calling his former boss a cult leader. Now, all of this is according to Lester Holt, who interviewed Cohen. I'm not going to read the book. I'm reading a book about a serial killer instead. In other news, some motorcyclists held a rally in North Dakota in August. Today, health officials are saying that that event may lead to 250,000 new COVID-19 cases in the United States. We are our own worst enemies. So I'm staying at home, because if I get sick, I most likely will die. But these nincompoops are out at a motorcycle rally. And they're going to come back and they're going to be somewhere near me and give COVID to me. So what is my point of staying locked up all the time? By the way, here is the definition of a nincompoop. A nincompoop is a stupid or silly person, a fool, a simpleton. Well, rather than calling somebody stupid or silly, I just like the word nincompoop. In my home state of California, our forests continue to burn. There are 27 fires raging right now through my home state. Some were caused by lightning, by a summer thunderstorm. And finally, from my Oh My God file, the Wall Street Journal has an article out today on bullies. There you go. It's called Bullies Are Everywhere, How to Stop Them. I'll put the link in the description. I wanted to read the entire article, but the website stopped me. I had to pay to read it. I hate that. I really do. People don't read very much as it is, and we don't need to be blocked from reading something because somebody wants to make some money. I mean, the Wall Street Journal's making plenty of money, believe you me. I will say this about bullies. The bullies I worked for won. They beat me down. They ran me out of my job, but I have better hair. And so I'm winning in the end. Ha, 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 ha. It's not really true, but I can joke about it. I'm working on a project for a company called Localize. It's a great project. The woman who developed this website and app is brilliant. But it's not an easy project. It's difficult to explain, and I'm responsible for explaining it, for writing videos and copy. And it's taken me a lot of reading and listening to really understand and begin writing. But I was really on a roll today, and that's what I'm happy about and thankful for today, that finally I'm getting somewhere on this project. And by the way, I was really writing. And then my little Araya got home, my granddaughter. And she wanted to watch Sing. I said to her, listen, I'll watch almost anything, but I cannot watch Sing. No, she insisted it had to be Sing. I love animals. I just can't stand looking at the animals in Sing. I love gorillas. I once was a reporter in Fresno, California, and I was a zoo reporter, and I covered gorillas heavily. We had a great gorilla there named Freddie. And it's a really long story for another podcast, but just suffice to say, gorillas, lowland gorillas, are my favorite animal in the world. But I just don't want to see them sing, okay? I don't want to see them in a cartoon singing. But she won, so I put it on. So I'm really on a roll trying to write this localized PowerPoint and the video. And I'm struggling here because that Sing is on, and I'm looking over at the gorillas singing. And then Araya leaves the room. She goes someplace else. So I'm here in my office by myself, listening to the gorilla sing. I pick up the remote and I say, free horror movies. Boom. A whole screen of potential horror movies pops up on the television. I am so happy. I am just so happy. I'm feeling optimistic that A, I understand how the localized project works, and two, I can write about it. The PowerPoint's looking good, and I'm happy that we have voice command. It's a miracle. The push of a button. Free horror movies. And up they all pop. I'm happy. I'm really happy. Thank you so much, Technology God. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One. Please talk to each other. Please laugh and be happy this month and every month. You know, if we do this every day, we're going to get into the habit, and then it's going to be so much easier to be happy. Thank you for listening. Please download. Please share. Please subscribe. I love you all for listening. I mean it. I really do.